This is Ozarks at Large. A bit of environmental good news to report. A critically imperiled tiny fish known as the Arkansas darter is increasing at Wilson Springs in Fayetteville, a 121-acre wet prairie recently restored by Northwest Arkansas Land Trust. Clabber Creek flows through habitat encompassed by an I-49 interchange and plenty of commercial construction. The site is being surveyed by Dustin Lynch, an aquatic ecologist with the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission.
It's a species that lives at these little tiny spring habitats, and so each population tends to be really isolated genetically. And in the state of Arkansas, it's extremely rare. It's only found at a handful of sites in northwest Arkansas around Fayetteville.
Lynch has documented a slight increase in the darter population despite new urban development around the spring site.
But it appears they're holding on stable. And I think the really good thing is just all the great work that Northwest Arkansas Land Trust has done up there in protecting that preserve. People have an idea about protecting these big rivers, and that's important too, but there's a lot of really rare stuff that lives in tiny little streams like that.
After taking ownership of Wilson Springs Preserve in 2011, Northwest Arkansas Land Trust staff and volunteers completed removal of invasive plants and trees on what is one of the last remaining tall grass prairie wetlands in Arkansas. Ozark wetlands mitigate flooding as well as provide critical habitat for native plants, trees, wildlife, and pollinators, some on this site identified as species of greatest conservation in Arkansas.
In restoring that back to kind of what it was originally, which was more of a sort of an open savanna habitat. That's what these fish like. That's not typical for a lot of darters, but that's a kind of habitat that's mostly gone from Arkansas. And you do see the loss of a lot of stuff, so it sort of is depressing over the long run, but it's great to see stuff like that being protected in a place like Fayetteville.
Wilson Springs Preserve officially opened to the public last September. It features interpretation, constructed trails, and bridges.